Shalom to all! Today we're going to be starting a brand new Masechta, Talmud Yerushalmi, Maseches Yuma, Daf Aleph, and just like we're starting this Masechta together, we should be going to finish it together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And today's Daf, an entire Masechta, is dedicated Le'ilu Nishmas, Isha Chashuva, Maris Miriam Sara, Bas Yaakov Moshe, and because all the Torah being learned in her honor, her Neshama should have a tremendous Aliyah, and she should be a Melitz Yosher for her family and all of Klal Yisrael. Now the word Yuma in Aramaic means the day, and refers to the Yom HaGadol V'Anora, Yom Kippur. One of the highlights of our Yom Kippur davening is a description of the avoid of the Kohen Gadol and everything he does with all the special Yom Kippur karbanos. And this is the major focus of the Masechta. As we're going to learn, the Kohen Gadol did the entire avoida all by himself, and that required a tremendous amount of preparation. And as we're going to see in this first Mishnah, the preparation began a full week before Yom Kippur. So that's what the Mishnah says. Shivas Yom Kippur Yom Kippur. 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibesai. We separate the Kohen Gadol from his house. He's away from his wife. Lelishkas Parhedrin. We put him in this lishka, in this chamber, in this room, in the Beis Hamikdash compound called Parhedrin, that's what its name was, Umatkinin Loi Kohen Acher Tachtov, and we actually designate another Kohen in his stead, Shema Yerabai Psol. Maybe a Psol is going to happen to the Kohen Gadol, he might become Balkari, he might become Tomei, or something else might happen to him that's going to disqualify him from doing the Avodah on Yom Kippur, and therefore we have to have a backup Kohen Gadol. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Isha Acheres Matkinin Loi, we even have to prepare another wife for him, Shema Thomas Ishtai, maybe his wife is going to die, and he has to have a wife in order to be able to do the Avodah. Shemar the Pasuk says, and he brings about atonement for himself and for his bias, and his bias is referring to his wife, so he has to have a wife, and therefore we have to have a backup wife just in case his wife dies. Normally the Chum told him, if that's so, then there's no end to it, because then his backup wife might die, and then we have to have a backup to the backup, and therefore we're not chayshish at all, we don't have to have any replacement wife set up for him. As the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, and the question is, what's the source for this? Where do we get this idea that for 7 days he has to be separated? There has to be this hafrasha that he's away from his wife, he's away from his house, and he's in this lishka. So Rav Baba Shem Rabbi Yochanan Shamalam and Adah, he learns from the following. Now let's just quote the full pasuk inside and give a little bit of introduction before we continue with the Gemara. We have a pasuk that tells us Kasher Asa Bayim Hazet, just like he did on that day. Tziva Hashem Lasos, Hashem commanded to do L'chaper Aleichem, to bring about an atonement for you. Now this refers to Chanukas HaMishkan, the inauguration of Mishkan, which we know that for 7 days Moshe Rabbeinu did all the avodah, and Aaron and the other kohanim took over on the 8th day. And that's what this pasuk you just quoted is referring to. Now what's the Joshua? So the Gemara continues, Kasher Asa Bayim Hazeh, just like he did on that day, Elu Shivas Me'am Miluim, that's referring to Shivas Me'am Miluim, and we know over there that Aaron was separated for 7 days. There was Hafrasha because there's a pasuk over there that clearly states that he had to stay by the Mishkan and not leave, and only then he did that Avodah. The Joshua continues, Tziva Hashem, Hashem commanded, what does that mean he commanded? L'dayreis, for all future generations, that we have to do something similar, we have to separate the Kohen Gadol, and the pasuk continues, La'asois, to do, what's to do? Zesar Shalem Kippurim, that's the goat of Yom Kippur, that's one of the Havaydas done of Yom Kippur, a goat is brought by the Kohen Gadol, and so we're learning from the Imam Ilum of the Mishkan, just like Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, was separated from his house for 7 days, so too for all future generations, when it comes to Havaydas of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to be separated for 7 days. However, the Gemara asks right away, maybe it's referring to the Sar of Rosh Chodesh, because when Aaron Kohen did Havaydah in the Mishkan, he also brought a Sar of a carbon of Rosh Chodesh, so maybe that's what it's referring to, that every time we have Rosh Chodesh and we have to bring a Sar, the Kohen Gadol has to be separated for 7 days from his house. So Rav Bahi explains that no, the pasuk tells us l'chaper aleichem, to bring about a kapara for you. What do we learn from here? Kapara shehi kazu, that we're talking about a kapara which is just like this one. Mazu, just like this pasuk, is talking about a kapara by Yimei Miluim, which is referring to kaparas Aaron atzma kaparas banim atzman, a specific kapara, one for Aaron and one for his sons. Avzu, so to the limud, the thing that we're learning from it in regards to Yom Kippur is kaparas Aaron atzma kaparas banim atzman has to do with a kapara for Aaron and a kapara for his sons. In other words, just like when Aaron did avodah at the beginning of the Mishkan, he brought two separate karbanos, one for himself and one for banim, which is referring to Am Yisrael. So too, the limud, the thing that we're learning, is referring to two separate things that the Kohen Gadol is doing, one for himself and one for his sons or for Am Yisrael, and we know that that's Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, he brings a karbon for himself and he brings a separate karbon for Am Yisrael, and therefore the limud is to Yom Kippur, not to the Sar of Rosh Chodesh. Now that is all b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. However, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Bar Kapara, Shom Lo Min Adah. Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Bar Kapara, learns from the following. It says in the pasuk, Kasher Asa B'yayim Hazeh Elu Shivas Me'am Miluim. So far, it's the same thing as a previously mud, but here's where it differentiates. When the pasuk says Siva Hashem Zu Sreifas HaPara, is referring to burning of the para. That's talking about para aduma. We know that when a person's tamei meis, they touch the corpse, and they're in the same room as a corpse, so they're tamei meis, and the only way they can become tahar is if they're sprinkled with the ashes of the para aduma that was mixed with water. That's called mechatas. And so according to Yehuda b'shem Bar Kapara, these words Siva Hashem is referring to Sreifas HaPara, the burning of the para aduma. And over there is well, there's this concept of hafrasha, that the kohen who's going to be doing the avodah of the parah adumah, he also has to be separated for 7 days. And what's the limud? Because namar kan tziva Hashem, it says over here by Yemei Miluim, tziva Hashem, v'namar lalon, it says over there by parah adumah, zeischu kasatayra, asher tziva Hashem lemar. And so we see that the tziva Hashem of Yemei Miluim is being compared to the parah adumah. And when the pasuk says, la'asos zesar shel yom kippurim, that's the sar of yom kippur. So here, bar kapara adds in another factor. He has the same comparison that Rabbi Yochanan has, the Yemei Miluim to the avodah of yom kippur, but he also throws in parah adumah. And we're going to discuss this in a moment. But first, the Gemara asks the same question we asked in Rabbi Yochanan. Ain el asar shel Rosh Chodesh. Maybe the pasuk is referring to the sar of Rosh Chodesh. We have the same answer as before. Ki hida amar of papa. It's like Rav Papa said, l'chaper aleichem. The pasuk tells us by Yemei Miluim that it's a kapara for you. Kapara shehi kazu. It must be the thing that we're learning from it is referring to the same kapara that's like it. Alpha and beis on the top. Mazu kapara she'ena k'sheira el b'kayin gadol. Avzu kapara she'ena el b'kayin gadol. Just like the kapara that's being referred to in the pasuk of Yemei Miluim was only kosher with the kayin gadol with Aaron HaKayin, so too the thing that we're learning from it is something that's only kosher with the kayin gadol, and that's Yom Kippur Avayda. And now we bring a brisa further clarifying this. Ma bein kayin asarif as a paro l'kayin gadol b'yom kippurim. What's the difference between the kayin burning the parah adumah to the kayin gadol on Yom Kippur? And the answer is shezeh afreshas b'tahara ve'ein achav hakayhanim noigin boy. This one, he's being separated for tahara purposes. That's referring to the parah adumah, and his brothers the kayhanim are not allowed to touch him. But v'zeh the kayin gadol afreshas b'kedusha. His separation is for kedusha purposes. V'achav hakayhanim noigin boy. His brothers kayhanim are allowed to touch him. In other words, the kohen working with the parah adumah needs to be tahar. So we're very machmir, and we keep him away from every type of tohu possible. That's what we mean by afreshase b'tahara, and therefore no one's allowed to touch him, because we have to make sure he doesn't become tameh. Whereas the kohen gadol, on the other hand, he's being separated just for kedusha purposes, so he should be in the proper frame of mind. As we said, yom gadol v'anora, yom kippur is coming, so we want to make sure that he's away from all external influences that might take away his mind from the focus of the day, and that's why he's being separated, and therefore there's no issue with other kohanim touching him, because it's not a tahara thing, it's a kedusha thing. Now we continue discussing and pay attention to the slight gears of change we have here. Al dati Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, du loy yalif la min hadein karaya. He does not learn from these psukim. He doesn't use the same psukim that bar kapara does. Namely, he doesn't bring parah adumah into the equation. And why not? Shemala hi bapara, silsal hi bapara, because it's an elevation and this is a chumra by the parah adumah. Nicha, this makes sense. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn anything from parah adumah to Yom Kippur, because he holds that the prisha, the separation of this kain who's working with the parah adumah, is just a chumra, it's just a mala. Why is that? Because actually, Mishnah Maseches Parah teaches us that we do something unique with the kohen of the Parah Adumah, dafka to go against the tzdukim, who are a group of Jews that caused many problems with all their false interpretations of the Torah. What is it that we did? So we know that when someone becomes tameh and goes to the mikvah, he's called a tevul yom, one who immersed that day, but there's still tameh regarding truma and kachim. It's only after Herev Shemesh, setting of the sun, that evening, that they're fully tahar. Now the tzdukim said that the kohen working with the Parah Adumah has to be a ma'ariv shemesh. It has to be that he went to the mikvah and waited till nightfall in order to be able to work with the parah adumah. But that's not true. That's an incorrect interpretation. And kidei lahoitzi mi libon shel tzedukim, in order to take that away, in order to show people that the tzedukim are not correct, actually the chomer we're talking that we are dafka metame the kohen who's going to be working with the parah adumah, and we only require him to be toivel and don't require harav shemesh, which is a big chiddush. But now because of this, since we're going to be metame him right before he works with the parah adumah, they were extremely machmir with his tahara status for 7 days prior. That's a deeper explanation behind these words, Shemali Hibapara, Silsali Hibapara, and therefore Nicha, it's all good according to Rabbi Yochanan, why he doesn't learn anything from Parah Adumah, and why the Kohen Gadol is allowed to be touched by his brothers, the Kohanim, because again, him, it's not a Tahara thing, it's just a Kedusha thing. Whereas Atayin Debar Kapara, De Yalif Lamin Karaya, that's the proper Girsa, according to Bar Kapara, he does bring Parah Adumah into the Yom Kippur equation, so Lama Kan Noigin, Vakan In Noigin. Why is it over here, by the pre Shev Yom Kippur, the other Kohanim are allowed to touch the Kohen Gadol, but when we're talking about the Parah Adumah and the Kohen's preach over there, the Kohanim are not allowed to touch him if they're both being compared. So Rabbi Chibarada explains, Shlei Tamu Oysa Echava Kohanim, wouldn't want his brothers, the Kohanim, to be Matame him, as we had said before. But the Gemara continues asking that we have a problem. V'loikach Eine Tame Machmas Hazoyasoi, isn't he Tame because of his Azah? Actually, there's this din regarding the Kohen who's being separated to be able to work with the Paraduma, is that every day of his separation, we sprinkle Mechatos, this water, from previous Paradumas on him, and we know that the water of the Paraduma, this Mechatos, only helps be Matahir a person who's Tame Mace. But actually, if a person is Tahar already and he gets sprinkled with Mechatas, it makes him Tameh. So how could you say that the reason why his brothers, the Kehanim, are not allowed to touch him because we don't want to be Matameh him? We're actively Matameh him every single day by sprinkling these waters of the Parah Adumah on him, and that makes him Tameh. So there must be some sort of other reason. Amar Rabboni, he answers, Af Bar Kapara Isle Mishom Malahu Parah Silsalahu Parah. Even Bar Kapara himself agrees that there is this Mala and Silsal by Parah Adumah. And again, that's just because of a Chumrah, not specifically because we don't want to be Matameh him. And the Iker, the main reason reason for the prisha of his kind who's working with the parah aduma is this gzeres hakasov. And now we go back to Rabbi Yochanan. Rosh Hashanah Lakish Balkum Rabbi Yochanan. Rosh Lakish Asin for Rabbi Yochanan. Your limud of prisha of the kain gadol by Yom Kippur is being learned from Aaron Akain's prisha by the man miluim of Hakamas Hamishkan. So the question is as follows: if that's really true, then why don't we say as follows? Ma elam miluim ma'akev afsar Hashem Kippur ma'akev. Just like by the elam miluim, which is this carbon that Aaron Akain brought during the man miluim, that's ma'akev. If he didn't have prisha, if he wasn't separated, then he wasn't able to bring it. Then we should say the same thing by the sar of Yom Kippur. The prisha of the kain gadol is ma'akev. That if he wasn't separated mibesai from his wife for 7 days, then he's not allowed to do that avodah. But we know that it's not ma'akev. How so? Because our Mishnah tells us that. The Mishnah said that we have a replacement kain gadol set up just in case a psul happens to the main kain gadol, but it doesn't say that we're mafrish that replacement kain gadol. It doesn't say we separate him from his house for 7 days. He doesn't have to go through this hafrasha, which means that hafrasha is not ma'akev. Well, if we're learning from Elam Iluim, it should be ma'akev. That's Rosh Lakish's question on Rabbi Yochanan. Now, the Gemara asks, did Rabbi Yochanan accept this question from him? Did he agree to the question or no? And here's the answer. From that which Ramana said regarding this conversation between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, utmiani, I'm surprised, says Ramana. Hechem shim elakish masav kumi Rabbi Yochanan. How is it that Rish Lakish asked the question to Rabbi Yochanan, v'humakabal mine, and he accepted it from him? V'yazvine, he should have responded with something else. Dot, dot, dot. Now, we're not going to get into what Rabbi Yochanan should have responded. That's going to be tomorrow's discussion, but we already see from Ramana's comment on this conversation, Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan accepted Rish Lakish's kasha and didn't respond to him. So that's the answer to our question. Did he or did he not accept it? Yes, he did. He accepted the question. And again, Ramana's bothered. Why did he accept the question? He could have responded with something else. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.